Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
All right, let's get into this deep dive. We are speaking about establishing family worship routines, and today we're speaking about teaching children to pray, which nurtures their personal relationship with God, doesn't it? It helps them to develop spiritual discipline from a very young age, and it's important that children have their own personal relationship, their own personal experience with God, their own personal experience with prayer, because what happens when you're no longer there for them? Right? As much as it's important to pray for your children, it's also equally important that they learn to pray for themselves. All right. And so we're having this conversation. Pastor Montantilo joins us once again on the line. My pastor, good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Morning. How are you, Sissy, today?
Doing very well, Pastor. How are you today?
I'm okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us once again. My pastor, I will hand over to you to please pray for us as we begin.
Okay, let us pray. Father, we want to thank you and to exalt your holy name today for giving us yet another time to sit at your feet and learn of your word. We want to pray that you bless us as we learn on how to nurture our children, how to develop and teach them how to pray and what to pray for. Bless us, O God, even as we listen far and wide. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So, Pastor, at what age do you think it's appropriate to start teaching children to pray?
Hello?
Hello, Pastor. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I'm hearing you now.
All right. I was asking you at what age is it appropriate for children to start learning to pray? Are they ever too young?
Okay. What we can say for a start is that Jesus himself realizes the need for children to come to him and to learn how to pray. Mm. According to Matthew chapter 19, verse 14, he says, "Suffer the little children to come to me." And in Steps to Christ, page 93, it says, prayer is the opening of the heart to God as to a friend. Mm. So from here, we learn that even little children have friends.
Yeah. All right, we seem to have a little bit of trouble with our network there. Pastor, are you there? All right, let's see if we can try and reconnect with the pastor. We seem to have lost him completely. So we're going to try and connect with him once again and have this conversation with him and understand, is it ever too soon? Is it ever too soon to teach a child how to pray? And of course, you're always invited to engage with us as well. And let us know, you can send us a text message. The number is +27734703520. Is it ever too young? Is a child ever too young to learn how to pray? So the pastor was just giving us his insights there. I believe we've got him back on the line. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, sure. I'm getting you.
Okay, perfect. We've got you back now. So you are telling us about children and the fact that children also have their own friends.
Sure. I was saying children have friends and they communicate to friends.
Yes.
So the same way they communicate to friends, they can also communicate to God according to the reference we read from Steps to Christ.
Right.
So I was telling a story of a child who was taking care of some animals, mm-hmm. and a wild beast came to attack them, to eat them. But the child, instead of praying this adult prayer, a direct prayer about requesting the presence of God to come through and help these animals not to be eaten, the child offered the common our Lord's Prayer. Mm-hmm. Our Father, who art in heaven, it went on until at the end. Mm-hmm. By the end of the prayer, the animals were saved, were rescued. So what we are seeing from this is that the words may not actually be direct to what you want to say at that time, but God, who sees what is in the heart and the motive behind the prayer, understands what you want at that time, and the prayer of the child was answered because there was a faith, there was a connection between what the child wanted and the God he was directing to.
That's so beautiful.
So when we talk about age specifically, we may not have a specific age, but we are saying as early as possible, mm-hmm. when they can hear us, when they understand, when they are able to talk,
yes.
let us teach them to pray. Yes. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. I think that's such a beautiful
sure.
Notion, a beautiful story there, because, and I think it applies not just to children, but, you know, as you get older and, you know, we've got people who, when they pray, yeah, you feel like heaven's about to open and the blessings are just going to fall now. You think Jesus is coming today because of the power behind some people's prayers. And sometimes people get intimidated because they feel like, hey, my prayers are not quite like that. You know, when I talk to God, I'm not as powerful as that other person. But just the fact that, you know, just something as simple as the Lord's Prayer, what God reads the heart. God cares about the intent. God cares about, he knows what exactly it is that you need, what you're actually praying for. Regardless of whether you're eloquent or you can use big words or you can pray in, you know, in Hebrew or all of those things, God really just cares about the heart, the intent, and that connection. And I think that's such a beautiful thing to teach to children, but also for us as adults as well. Such a beautiful lesson. But with that in
sure,
mind,
thank you. Yeah.
With that in mind, what are some of the prayer techniques, simple prayer techniques that are suitable for children?
Yeah, like we had learned yesterday and the other day, I think most of these lessons and questions are seemingly a bit similar.
Mm-hmm.
So from what we learned the other day, we said the prayers should be simple and direct.
Right.
So a prayer that is simple, a short phrase is good for a child.
Mm-hmm.
And then prayers of thanksgiving. Just to say, thank you, God, for this. Thank you, God, for this. Thank you, God, for this is a good one for a child.
Right.
And then if we are requesting prayers for one request item are also better.
Mm-hmm.
Where a child is just requesting this and this, just like that, without including a lot of things.
Okay.
And then there are also, we can say, prayers based on a scripture. If you follow a certain scripture, according to what the scripture says, a child can pray according to that. It becomes easy also for the child to pray and learn. Like what is in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
I shall not fear, I shall not want, I have everything, his rod and his staff. So just following that, it is a prayer on its own. It becomes easy to teach a child.
Yeah.
The last one I may say is like what I said yesterday, our prayer pattern as parents send or stand as an example for children.
Mm.
So they may learn how to pray simply by following the prayer pattern of their parents.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, when you're talking about how, you know, teach them to pray for one or two things at a time, I think that's also good for tracking as God answers the prayers. Otherwise, if you've prayed for 600
mm-hmm.
things, you might not even notice as they start coming through as God is blessing you with the things that you prayed
sure,
for.
Sure, sure.
It reminds me of mm-hmm. one time I went to a toy store with my 4-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just there to get him one thing, just one thing, one little treat. This guy was stopping at every aisle. He'd get on his knees and pray for the toy that he wanted. Then he'd go a few meters up, kneel down again and tell the Lord, Lord, I also want this one. Because I told him, I'm only getting you one thing. But he wanted so many things, so he kept on stopping at every toy that he wanted. Lord, please, next time we come to the shops, I also want this one. And then I also want that one. And I want that one. I thought to myself, my child, I don't know if God is going to answer that prayer anytime soon. But just having those one or two things that you're praying for that you can track when God answers, I think that's a very good idea. Yeah.
Sure.
And
sure.
How do we make it natural and enjoyable? How do we make it such a natural part of our family life, prayer?
Yeah, how do we make prayer as natural and as enjoyable part of a family life?
Mm.
One of the passages from the Bible found in Daniel chapter 6, verse 12, verse 10, it says, pray regularly as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Pray regularly as a family. So when you are beginning this thing, sometimes it may seem to be a little bit of a burden, you are not used, but as you do it, after some time, it becomes enjoyable, it becomes a part of you.
Right.
So naturally, even when you are almost forgetting, children will call you, Daddy, it's that time again when we need to pray.
Yeah.
Sure. So it becomes natural and enjoyable as you do it on regular times or moments.
Yeah.
The other one is what we said the other day from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to going down. It says, this word of the Lord should not depart from your mouth. You shall say it in your door, in your ways, as you sleep, as you wake up. So from that one, we learn that making prayer a daily routine, making prayer a lifetime thing, each and every time you are doing it, it cements in you, it sits in our children, it becomes part of them. So there are some times when we pray before meals, when we pray by bedtime, when we pray on traveling, and when he's making a serious decision, like you are asking God, are we shifting when we get that job or what? So those serious moments when you pray, they have a serious encounter, they will remember that these are things that call us for prayer.
Yes.
By so doing, they develop a prayer habit naturally, and it becomes enjoyable for them. A reference from Child Guidance, page 521, says, family prayer should be made pleasant and interesting.
Mm.
So by trying to make it pleasant and interesting with what we have already said, I think little by little children can develop a pattern of enjoying prayer meetings as a family.
For sure.
Sure.
And what are the common challenges that children might face when they're learning how to pray? And how do we address those?
Yeah, some common challenges children can face while learning how to pray, and how can they address them? Children, as we said the last time, they have a short listening span.
Right.
A short attention span. So when we are with them, we are praying with them, we said we do not need to pray long prayers and those big English words. Sometimes they may get confused. But when we pray, our prayer should not be tedious. It should be simple and direct. By so doing, our children will not fear to pray. They will be willing to pray and they will learn to pray. One of the things we can look at is encouraging silent prayer is also important. Encouraging silent prayer, also never forcing them to pray when it is in public.
Mm-hmm.
The more they pray private prayers in their rooms, at family gatherings, slowly by slowly they will be able to pray at a certain bigger meeting at one time. But if we force them to pray at a big gathering, it will become a challenge and they will draw back. Those are challenges kids usually have.
Mm.
The other one is from Matthew chapter 6, verse 7, which says, do not use vain repetition in your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So praying without repetition brings out the full meaning of what you want to say, because it becomes simple.
Mm.
You just go directly without any vain repetition. So a child will learn how to pray sincerely, from that form of prayer, which is just direct. Discouragements which come when prayers are unanswered also affect children.
Mm-hmm.
When you pray as a family, you're praying over this thing, and then it takes time, it seems that thing or that prayer is not being answered. Children may seem to doubt, is God really there? Does God really answer prayer? So when you are praying for that, you need to remember what Psalms chapter 27, verse 14 says.
Mm-hmm.
It says, wait upon the Lord.
Amen.
So even as we pray and it seems to tarry, it is not coming, we need to encourage one another and encourage our children that it is what God says, that we just need to wait upon Him. It may come at a time when we have forgotten about it. We will point out, remember, we talked of the issue of prayer cards, those books, testimony books,
yeah,
journals where you write a certain prayer. So it may not be answered now, but after some years, oh, Daddy, we remember we prayed over this thing. This is what we were praying for that time when we were staying that in that area. It may come after a long time. And the child guidance also adds to say, children should be taught that God answers prayer in His own ways and at His own time.
Mm.
So God is not a man whom we can force that, let this prayer be answered now because we need an answer at that time. No, He answers prayer at His own time and in His own way. It may be in a different way from the way we are thinking.
Yeah.
So if we understand that and we help them understand that, I think they may not easily get discouraged when things seem not to be answered. Thank you.
Beautiful. And how do we encourage children to pray spontaneously and sincerely?
Encouraging prayer, children to pray spontaneously and sincerely. Mission 6, verse 6, we have already seen that one. Talks about encouraging personal prayer. When children do their own personal prayer, even when it is short and it seems meaningless, it will encourage them to pray sincerely because they feel there is that in them. So the motive behind is there, even when the words seem to be wrong.
Mm.
So it will build up a sincere prayer within themselves, and then affirming honest expressions before God. When a child is praying or when we are praying and then we are affirming their prayers also along with them, it builds up their faith that what I'm praying for is a right thing because it is being supported by these around me. So when they pray, we affirm their prayers, we agree with them. We help in pushing the prayer to God.
Yeah.
Like what Psalms 62 verse 8 says, pour out your heart before Him. Pour out your heart before Him. So as children are praying, as we are praying as a family, we also agree with them in the prayer. It means we are praying it. We are together in the prayer. Child guidance. Page 142 also has something to say on this. It says, encourage children to express their thoughts and feelings to God in their own words. In their own words. So when children are encouraged to express their thoughts, their feelings to God in their own words, it means it will build their prayer pattern, their prayer will be sincere because they are seeing it in their own word and not a word they have just copied or heard without understanding its clear meaning. But if they use a simple word which they really understand, it's like the prayer, the connection between the prayer in the prayer is real, is sincere because they have said it in their own word they understand. Sure.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Pastor. We appreciate your time. Tomorrow we'll be wrapping things up with our final session together on the subject. But for today, thank you so much for coming through once again. God bless you.
So, thank you. God bless you too.
Amen.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.